For more than 70 years, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas's vision has mirrored our vision. Tackle any obstacle to deliver reliable, affordable power to Arkansans. Our 17 electric distribution cooperatives have more than 60% of our state covered. Our team of over 2,000 employees work day and night providing power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, and of course, your hometown football field. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, powering the thrill of Friday Night Lights.
Welcome back to the Bird Builders Halftime Show here live from FS Garrison Stadium, where the Bombers are putting on a show 17-0 here at halftime. Right now, scores around the state. Greenwood leads Fort Smith Northside 44-0 in the second quarter. And right now, Shiloh Christian leads Little Rock Christian 15-12 in the first quarter.
Jeez, that Fort Smith Northside and Southside game was really close last week, and they're doing that to Northside?
Oh, Greenwood's tough.
They are.
And I appreciate Matt Sharp sending those in to us, and make sure to check those scores out from him.
Yeah, another local score. Salem played Prescott. That's a number two and number four in class 4A. 3A, sorry. Thank you. 3A classification. They played last night at Hendricks, and they got Salem lost that game 31-22. That was a top five matchup in 3A. Also, kind of 6A, Russellville took on Greenbrier. Greenbrier moved down to 5A. Russellville is won 10-7 last night in that game.
Are we making that trip to Russellville?
This is something different. Have you ever seen two captains come out at halftime?
I have not. It's new.
This is new, so I'm curious of what we're going to talk about here. The White House bringing both captains out and for Mountain Home and for – it's Purdue from Mountain Home.
They're going to have a discussion.
They're going to have a debate. Ben Estes is who it is for Harrison. I guess the White House want to talk about kind of what's going on and to take back to the team. Anyways, you're listening to Berg Builder Halftime. We got, you know, Jason Ashley. I don't know if they're at the game or watching at home. I know the last week they were watching, but, you know, here we got their son Brennan out crowd surfing, having a good time. And, you know, hey, we got the Wilkies giving us a shout out. And back home that said the Ford family, can we get a shout out to them real quick? We did. The Fords are seeing that. Go Bombers from the Huffman twins. Beat Harrison, Lake City, Florida.
You've been listening to the Board Builder Halftime Report. No more running between contractors and designers. Berg Builders and the design has everything you need under one roof. You'll receive personalized attention from beginning to end. Call Berg Builders today.
Starting here in this third quarter, Mountain Home will be receiving the ball. They will be going right to left now. They are in their white uniforms, all white, white pants, white tops, blue numerals outlined in gold. Harrison in their blue tops, white pants, white numerals. Mountain Home is set to receive the kickoff here. This third quarter is going to be brought to you by Farmers and Merchant Bank. They had an awesome coffee talk this morning. Tobias and I was able to be a part of it. Sally Gilbert and her crew do a great job there at Farmers and Merchants Bank with their Bomber spirit. We appreciate everything they do, and they will be the sponsor of this third quarter. Mountain Home is up, looking for a onside kick right here. Expecting that.
Got the hands team on, Brad.
But Harrison instead is going to kick it deep. It is going to be fielded at the 10-yard line by Mountain Home. We're going to bring it out. We're going to get outside the 15. Then we're going to get – the ball is going to be leaned forward. We're going to keep our feet moving as we get outside the 20, 25, and Mountain Home is going to start this second – or third quarter here at the 26-yard line, first down and 10. Mountain Home set to do work as we take over the ball here in this second half. A big score right now would be awesome for the Bombers as Mountain Home tries to take over this game. Brantley takes a snap. He's going to turn around and hand off, and we've got room off the right side. Harrison doing a good job looking for the run yard gain, though, as Mountain Home is able to jump in and get 2 yards on the game. Going to bring up second down and 10 at the 28-yard line. Second down and 8. I apologize.
During the halftime, Brad, we got a little fun from next door. After this,
Brantley takes a snap, hands it off inside Harrison. They are ready for this run game in Mountain Home. That's going to be a loss of 2 yards. Back to the 26-yard line. That's where Mountain Home's going to have a third down and 10 here to start this third quarter.
Harrison, have a little fun with us. They told us their press box has a little bit of a noise ordinance, and we were exceeding it. A lot of fun tonight with them.
There's definitely not a noise ordinance in this home stands right now. Brantley's going to take a snap. It's going to be a quick pass. It is going to be caught ball almost looked like it was going to be interception, but Gus Wilbur able to bring the ball in for a 5-yard gain as he's going to be tackled at the 33-yard line. Going to be shy of the first down as Mountain Home starts off that third quarter with a quick three and out as they are set to punt the ball.
That was your super sophomore, Gus Wilbur.
Yeah,
he's only a sophomore, folks.
You know, guys, I would hate to see time of possession right here in this game, because I think Mountain Home's probably losing that game, but they're winning it on the scoreboard. Brantley takes the snap to punt. It is another booming punt. Harrison going to come out, and he's going to let it bounce. He's going to fair catch it off the bounce at the 27-yard line. I'm going to say he got up to the 28 when he kneeled down. That is where Harrison's going to set up their first possession here of this Farmers and Merchants third quarter.
Hey, Brad, did you know you can bank 7-7 Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday with Farmers and Merchants Live ITM tellers? It's a great way to bank early in the morning, before work, or in the evening. Talk about convenience for the customers, huh?
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. Nice way to do that at Farmers and Merchants. They are founded out of Stuttgart. They got branches in Northwest Arkansas with their sister bank, Bank of Fayetteville, and Farmers and Merchants in Northeast and North Central Arkansas. Harrison takes a snap, going to be an inside handoff, as they are going to pick up 6 yards on this first down out to the 33-yard line. They're going to say it's only 5 yards. Going to bring up second down and 5 here as Harrison's going to get on the ball quick here. Reese going to take the snap. Another inside handoff, but right there, Mountain Home's able to stand him up at the 35. He's going to keep his feet driving. They're going to give him forward progress out to the 36. Going to bring up third down and 2. Mountain Home trying to get off the field early here in this third quarter.
Farmers and Merchants has branches all over North Central Arkansas. Mountain Home Main Bay next to Hickory Park. Mountain Home East Branch across from Walmart, also in Gasville and Lakeview. Again, Farmers and Merchants Bank, our third quarter sponsor.
Third and 3 at the 36-yard line. This opening possession for Harrison in the second half. It's going to be a handoff around the left side. He's going to get first down yardage, but not much more as he is met. Dayton Davis from Mountain Home flies out there, makes the hit. But it is going to be first down yardage. He needed 3. He got 4. Going to be first down and 10 at the 40-yard line for Harrison.
The Bombers coming out too flat here, letting Harrison pick up that first down.
They're not going to let them get a score and feel like that they're back in this game. 9-18 here in this Farmers and Merchants third quarter. As Reese is going to be in the shotgun, he's going to hand off. He's going to be a keeper up the middle this time. Aiden Setzer did a good job. He stayed with the running back, saw the quarterback, had the ball, dove back, kept it a 2-yard gain. Great job there by Aiden Setzer on the tackle.
Keep hitting us up on the text line, 870-321-6839.
Says Deacon's number one fan attending the Village Academy home opener, but love you guys.
Nice.
The Pettits say, go Bombers. I assume you know who that is, Deacon. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Lake Hamilton leads Little Rock Southwest 7-0 right now in the second quarter.
Second down and 8 at the 42. Reese takes snap, inside handoff, and the running back has nowhere to go. He hits the line. He spins off a tackler as he comes around the right side. Looks like Aiden Setzer and Caden Del Soto there on the tackle for Mountain Home for a minimal gain of 2 yards. And we have a huge third down and 7 here for the Bombers. They're going to say he gave forward progress out to the 44. Third down and 6 at the 44-yard line. Mountain Home's defense looking to get off the field here on Harrison's opening drive in this Farmers and Merchants third quarter. Looking good on the cockpit cam. Michael Partee, 2004, living in Fayetteville. It's going to be an end-around handoff. Mountain Home sniffs it out. They're going to make a great job right there. There's your man, Barkley.
24, baby.
Hunter Estes comes firing in for the 2-yard loss as he's able to make the tackle back to the 42-and-a-half-yard line. Going to make it 4th down and 7. Harrison going to be forced to punt. Great job there by Hunter Estes.
S has been all over the field tonight.
He's had a fantastic game.
That puts him in double digits, 10 tackles, and I think that one was for a loss.
That was. 2-yard loss there. Harrison back to punt. The snap is back. The kick is away. It's a nice kick. Caden Dotson going to field it at the 15. He's going to try to get on the backside, and he's just wisely going to get down. He's going to pick up 1, maybe 2 yards. They're going to stay out to the 17 there. As Mountain Home is going to get their second chance on offense here in this Farmers and Merchants third quarter with 7:07 left in the third quarter. Mountain Home's leading 7-0. Keep hitting us up on the text line, 870-321-6839.
Ashley Berg. Uh-huh. Just hit us up. Sorry.
What'd she say?
Said, are here at the game, but I did step out during halftime to listen. So, go Bombers. Brantley's going to hand the ball up the middle. Chandler's going to keep his feet. He's going to break a tackle. Oh, he gets tripped up at the 35-yard line. He had one tackle away from a long run and possibly a touchdown. Finally stayed patient, was able to get a pickup out to the 37-yard line. Mountain Home quick on the ball as Phillips takes the snap. Another handoff inside to Chenoweth. Chenoweth is going to cut back to the left. He's going to keep his feet driving. He's going to pick up 3 yards out to the 41-yard line.
Chenoweth running hard.
Nice and patient as
right
he's driving
the road graders. You like that?
Yeah, Mountain Home trying to go quick as Phillips moved Chenoweth to his left. Going to be a handoff. Phillips going to keep the ball. He's got room. He's out past the 50, 45, 40, 35. What's that? Over tackle, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Bombers. Touchdown, Bombers. Brantley Phillips with a run. 57-yard touchdown as Mountain Home takes a 23-0 lead. Did you see him jump over
that
defender?
He just hurdled a man. Yeah, you used the comparison early on about Matt Jones. If that wasn't the most Matt Jones hurdle, that was awesome.
Ballard in for the extra point. 6:27 left. The kick is up, and the kick is no good. Pulled it left just a little bit. 26-27 left here in this Farmers and Merchants third quarter. Your Bombers with a 23-0 lead. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
Your business is up against a lot of things these days. Inflation costs, workforce issues, federal overreach. The list of things keeping you up at night keeps getting longer. The Arkansas State Chamber, Associated Industries of Arkansas, is here to help. We are constantly working to improve the business climate and make Arkansas as competitive as possible. The Arkansas State Chamber, Associated Industries of Arkansas, works tirelessly for your business so you can rest easy. Join us today.
A lot of cities claim to be unique, but are they really? Were they the off-season playground for legends like Babe Ruth and Al Capone? Do they sell beer made from thermal spring water that comes straight from the ground below? Do any of these places have a street that has a gangster museum on one side of the road and a national park on the other? Let me go ahead and answer that for you. They don't. Because none of them are Hot Springs, Arkansas. For more info, visit hotsprings.org.
He's going to bring it out. He's going to go around the left side, out past the 20, and Mountain Home is there to stand him up. As he gets out to the 25-yard line, that is where Harrison will start their second drive here in this Farmers and Merchants third quarter with the Bombers leading 23-0.
Farmers and Merchants experienced commercial lending team is ready to make the game plan to help you purchase and grow your business. Give Farmers and Merchants a call today.
You know, that drive reminded me. Remember the old Saturday night, the Toots, the driving cat?
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
That was
That was, we got to brag about that drive, just like they bragged about the cat. It was awesome as Harrison takes the snap here, and Mountain Home is all over the inside handoff. Reese takes the handoff and gives it to Ramsey. Ramsey's lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage. It is going to bring up second down and 10 at the 25. Yeah, that was a great, just like Tuesday driving cat.
Just like it.
Repeat, wash, rinse, repeat is what we hope to do with that drive. Second down and 10 at the 25. Mountain Home's defense looking to get a stop again here in the second half as they have got a goose egg on the board for Harrison's offense. Reese takes a snap. It's going to be another handoff outside the right side. Mountain Home is going to string him out, and Barrett Miller's going to come out, and he is going to hog wrestle this guy down at the 27-yard line.
That was a Captain Insano choke slam.
That was.
Yeah, it was.
I was going to say, oh, yeah, but that's not him. Missed my calling on that one. That was. Talon Palmer comes off for the Bombers. He kind of got a little mix-up on the outside out there. Gus Wilbur comes in for him. Third down and 8 at the 27-yard line. See if their Bombers can get a stop here. Reese going to take the snap. He's looking to pass. He tries to do a little slant and go. He throws it up in the air, and it's going to be caught by Harrison down at the 50-yard line. He's going to run 45 down inside the 40.
They are going to run that into Mountain Home territory as Jackson Kreiner there on the catch for Harrison, an old name Mountain Home remembers. But they're going to get the ball down to the 38-yard line. Nice pass and catch there from Harrison. First down and 10 as Harrison has made it into Mountain Home territory for the second time tonight. Reese is going to take the snap. He's looking back to pass again. It looks like to set up the screen, and Mountain Home sniffs it out perfectly. Great job. We got a flag right here. What's the flag going
to
be?
I don't know what that is. Nice to see that quarterback running for his life, though.
I think they're going to try to say that we tackled. There's another flag in the backfield right here. I think they're going to try to say that we tackled the tight end. But guess what? If he's at the line of scrimmage, we can do that.
We can do that.
We can do that. Del Soto was asking for a flag, but I think the flag out here might be illegal lineman downfield. Intentional grounding is going to be the call for the quarterback. That's what this flag is for.
The tackles, running
we're
for
also going to have an illegal man downfield as they were trying to set up the screen and the offense was running down there. Double whammy. We need a little whammy. Press your luck, you know. Double whammy on Harrison. That's going to push them back 5 yards. I mean, a first down and 15. Good job, Mountain Home's defense there, seeing that tight end screen.
Blake Hamilton's extended its lead 20-0. Over Little Rock Southwest.
Harrison's going to take the snap. Reese is going to keep the ball. It's going to be a handoff on the inside as he's going to get inside the 40, back to about the original line of scrimmage. Looks like it's going to bring up a big third down and 10 as Mountain Home's defense is trying to get another stop.
You mentioned Barrett Miller earlier. Farmers and Merchants Bank is voting for number 5, Barrett Miller, Melissa Miller's son. Contact Melissa, help you find a game plan to finance your home of your dreams.
Braden Dewey's parents are watching. Sorry.
Farmers and Merchants Bank.
Sorry, Braden Dewey's parents are watching from Cotter. Love to see Bomber alumni still watching Bomber Sport. Reese is going to take the handoff. It's going to be an inside handoff as he's got room around the right side. Inside the 20. Down to the 15. He's going to be pushed out of bounds at the 15-yard line. Gus Wilbur, they love this little trap play, and Mountain Home's getting caught on that, aren't they?
They do. They run it well. Their offensive line's pretty well disciplined. I mean, they just do a great job just hooking out on that end, getting that seam, getting that outside.
I love the Kendrick Lamar. They not like us. They not like us. I love it. Keep the text coming here. Love to see Mountain Home running all over Harrison from Donovan, Missouri.
Keep hitting us up on that text line, 870-321-6839.
32 seconds left on the play clock as Reese takes the snap, takes the handoff. He's going to go around the right side. He's going to be met in the hole. Caden Del Soto comes up, meets Reese in the hole as they get down to the 11-yard line. Pick up a 4, going to bring up 2nd down and 6 as this is Harrison's best chance to get on the board tonight as they are deep in Mountain Home territory.
This is the best drive they've had all night.
Wisconsin, Deacon, you can add that to your list. Sorry, guys.
You know, we need to get a state map. You know, like the Matthew S, just kind of pin them out, see if we can hit all 50 before the season's done.
That would be awesome. 3:21 left here in this Farmers and Merchants third quarter as Reese is set to take the snap. He's going to hand the ball off inside. Mount Home blows up, but Harrison's running back is going to elude the first block. He's going to get down to the 1. Mountain Home is going to keep him out of the end zone, but it's going to bring up 1st down and goal. Harrison at the 1-yard line with 3:10 left here in this third quarter.
Hey, guys, Jacob Chenoweth just came in and just blew up that lead blocker. I know that he got positive yards there, but man.
Reese takes the snap. He's going to push his running back in. It is going to be a touchdown, Harrison, with 2:57 left here in the Farmers and Merchants third quarter. Harrison cuts into the Bombers' lead, 23-6, as they set up to take the extra point to make it 23-7.
Keep hitting us up on the text line, 870-321-6839. Bombers, unfortunately, able to put together the stop there.
I don't know Eric Fox, but he wanted to know if there was a shutout in Harrison before. We might blame Eric for that, too. We'll give you a pass this time, Eric. We'll give you a pass this time. I don't know if there ever has been a shutout in Harrison.
This defense spent a lot of time on the field. The offense, when they scored pretty quickly. So I know these guys got to be gassed. This offense needs to string together a long drive this next series.
Harrison going to line up and go for 2 here as Reese takes it. It's going to be a little jump pass, and it's going to be complete to the tight end in the back of the end zone. They are going to get the 2-point conversion to cut the lead 23-8. Trying to make this a 2-score game here. 23-8. Mountain Home leading 257. You're listening to Bomber Sports here on Classic Hits 101.7.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Every player on the football team has an important job so the team can reach its goal and success. Join our team at Lexicon right now, and we'll help you reach your goals and success. Lexicon offers free on-the-job training through our own Lexicon University. We also offer competitive pay, comprehensive benefits, an on-site health clinic, annual bonus program, and more. Check out lexicon-inc.com/football and help us build America one project at a time.
Mountain Home returned the kick from the 5-yard line, gets out to the 37-yard line, where he's going to get drugged down by his face mask. There is a flag that came out. Trying to see what's going on the Mountain Home sideline there. Looks like they're just trying to hold everybody back.
I think it was a horse collar, Brad. Do they have horse collar?
They do. They do have that. Whatever it was, he looked like he was off to the races if it was not just picked up and grabbed. What do you got for us, Decon? Everybody look okay over there? He's looking in the sidelines here. I think Mount Home's just trying to let cooler heads prevail there, as I know that they're pretty upset with what happened, but it looks like Mount Home's marching back.
So, Brad, today at Coffee Talk, we saw Connor King, who's Lord King's son, Farmers and Merchants.
Lord works at Farmers and Merchants.
Who is on the poll for top of the 2024 cross-country runner of the year.
Is he really? Yeah. Well, I heard him say they are ranked number 3 in the state, our cross-country deals. They start a meet next week as we're trying to pick up what this penalty is here.
Keep us hitting us up on the text line, 870-321-6839.
Barkley with the young eyes, 1 year younger than me. He's got the young eyes. Saw the horse collar all the way from across the deal there. It's going to be a horse collar. Mountain Home is going to tack 15 yards onto the end of that run. There's also a penalty on Mountain Home, though. What was the penalty on Mountain Home?
He did this.
So it's going to be offsetting penalty. So Mountain Home is going to take personal foul on Mountain Home. That's probably what the scurry was at the bench. They probably got on our players saying, why are we going back at that? After the horse collar, they probably jumped up and reacted. However, they offset. Instead of giving us 15 yards, we are going to keep the ball where it was. Regardless, it was a great return on that kickoff. Mountain Home, see if they can answer quickly here after the score from Harrison. Phillips takes a snap. He's going to give the handoff this time inside. Mountain Home's going to try to push the pile. They're going to maybe get 1 yard out to the 40-yard line. That was Barrett Miller in it running back for the Bombers. Watching from the southwest suburbs of Chicago at Illinois as Brantley takes the snap. Option around the left side. He's going to pitch it out to Miller. Miller's going to lower his head, get out past the 45 to the 46-yard line. A pickup of 6 yards on that play. Going to bring up 3rd down and 7 as Mountain Home is out to the 46-yard line. Trying to get a big first down to answer this scoring from Harrison. 2:19 left here in this Farmers and Merchants third quarter.
Around the state and scores, Van Buren leads Springdale 7-0 in the first quarter.
Phillips going to hand the ball up to Barrett Miller. He's going to get second effort. They're going to give him 2 yards, maybe.
Also, Silent Springs is losing to Alma 14-7 in the second quarter.
We're at 4th down and 2 at the 47-yard line. I think you're right. I think Mountain Home has to punt this right here, right?
Yeah, it's got to be a punt. You got to swap the field to keep the position. Harrison doesn't think they're out of this game. This is an old town, hometown rivalry. I mean, they ain't leaving here.
Yeah, you don't want to give them a short field and let them go score right here.
Well, guys, this is one of the advantages, though, of having your quarterback as your punter.
Never know what's going to happen.
Never know.
Harrison looking for the fake, though. They don't have anybody back. As Brantley catches it, he is going to boot it away. It is going to be over, and it's going to take a Harrison bounce at the 30 and check up, get to the 32-yard line. That is where Harrison will take over here with 1:36. left in this third quarter as Mountain Home is leading this game 23-8.
Third quarter brought to you tonight by Farmers and Merchants Bank, one big Bomber family with many employees who have students in many Bomber programs. Farmers and Merchants say go Bombers.
Go Bombers from Little Rock Air Force Base. Carson Smith's in the house. Go Bomber Volleyball. Hey, volleyball's having a great year so far this year. Yeah. They're playing really, really well.
Starting off with a bang.
As Reese is going to set to take the snap. He's going to hand the ball off inside. He's going to bounce it out to the right side. He's going to have room. He's going to come out. He's going to get a Luna tackle to 40, get out to the 45-yard line. It's going to be a pickup of 13 yards on first down as Harrison's going to get it out to the 45-yard line. They're finding something going with this running game right here.
Now, Brad, this is what you can't do. You can't let Harrison get back in this game like this. Picking up positive yards, you got to have your defense make a big stand here.
Yeah, we got our foot on them right now. You need to keep it right on them. Don't let it off. 24, that was Hunter Estes again. That puts him at 11 tackles tonight.
Double-digit tackles.
All over this field.
That is phenomenal. Reese looking to set the ball here at the 45-yard line. First down and 10 with 127. He's going to hand the ball off the left side. He's going to be met immediately. He's going to keep his feet driving, pick up 2 yards. Good job there by the Bomber defense. Looked like Caden Del Soto came off of that at outside right edge. Pickup of 2 on the play. Going to bring up 2nd down and 8 at the 47-yard line. Harrison looking to get into Mountain Home territory again. Mountain Home's defense looking to bow their neck and get the ball back to our offense.
Man, they love those trap plays. Ran that several times tonight.
2nd down and 8 as Reese is in shotgun. Got his tailback to the right of him. It's like Woodworth is the tailback. He's going to hand the ball off. It's actually not Woodworth. It's number 24 as he's going to get around the left side. He's going to make a man miss out past the 45 of Mountain Home into Mountain Home territory as he gets down to the 42-yard line. That was running back Jackson Ramsey. Down to the 41-yard line. Harrison starting to lean on Mountain Home a little bit.
Defense they're not the same team that was out here the first quarter. They're gassed.
They're gassed right now. You got guys gassed with their hands on their hips. We need our offense to get back on the field and give us a good long drive to let this defense get tired, to get rested. 1st down and 10 at the 41. As Reese takes the snap, it's going to be a handoff again on the outside. Mountain Home is going to meet him in the hole, and he's going to run over a guy, pick up 4 yards out to the 37-yard line. Bring up 2nd down and 6. Ramsey runs the ball hard for Harrison, guys.
It looks like that's going to wrap up the Farmers and Merchants third quarter.
Going to wrap up this third quarter brought to you by Farmers and Merchants. Mountain Home leading 23-8. One more quarter to go here at Harrison. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and listening or watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Discover your smile's best friend at North Arkansas Dental Group. Their family-friendly practice welcomes you with open arms, providing expert care from Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Conveniently located at 2338 Highway 62 West, their new facility offers a warm and welcoming environment for all your dental needs. From routine checkups to advanced procedures, trust the experienced team to keep your smile shining bright. Book your appointment today and experience dental care that feels like home.